Hello, everyone. Welcome to the October 25th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm Ron Berger, your guide to what's happening in the zodiac. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for October 25th to November 1st and beyond? Today, Sunday, October 25th, Mercury is exactly opposite Uranus. Note, too, how the Moon is adding activation by being on the Uranus side of the equation. Mercury is the planet of data and information, and therefore the media and news reports. Uranus is the planet of sudden, unexpected events. Their interaction tends to produce unexpected news. This energy combination has actually been in progress for a few days, and it was, in fact, last Friday when a tropical storm suddenly, unexpectedly, grew into a Category 5 hurricane aimed at the Pacific coast of southern Mexico. And then, just as swiftly and unexpectedly, the storm weakened back down to a Category 1. By the way, Mercury is associated with the weather. Meanwhile, Venus and Jupiter are exactly conjunct, putting together the planet of guidance and advice with the planet of wisdom. This is also the planet of love with the planet of opportunity, or the planet of pleasures and indulgence together with the planet of increase. Mars, the planet of action, is close by. This planetary pattern will be causing related events during the beginning of this week while Venus is still in close proximity to Jupiter. Venus will then advance and next catch up with Mars, and at the beginning of next week, on Monday, November 2nd, the two of them will be exactly conjunct as they march hand in hand, so to speak, into Virgo. Venus and Mars are the two gender planets. Their conjunction indicates a high degree of excitement, of passion. Venus is the planet of pleasure. Mars is the planet of aggression and fast results. Venus tends to lose out to Mars. If Mars doesn't get what it wants, it can become destructive. Mercury will change signs this week, moving from Virgo to Libra. Mercury does well in Libra because Libra is one of the air signs. Air signs are mental signs, and Mercury is the planet of the intellect. Mercury is also the planet of communication. Libra is the sign of balance and harmony. Thus, this combination helps to boost reasonableness. But there is something else going on in the zodiac that will detract from the benefits of Mercury in Libra. Venus is the planet that owns Libra. Therefore, the condition of Venus is what determines how Libra and Mercury will express themselves. And here, there is a problem. Venus is together with Mars, the planet of conflict. In fact, Venus will be in even worse condition as we enter November because Venus will move into Virgo, which is its sign of debilitation. And Mars will be sticking right by Venus's side while the two planets change signs on November 2nd. So, with Venus weakened by being in Virgo, as well as being accompanied by the planet of war, Mars, the potential for Mercury in Libra to achieve reasonableness and consensus is much diminished. And there's more. Since Virgo is Mercury's sign, while Libra is Venus's sign, the two planets are in each other's signs, which forms a mutual exchange known as Parivatna Yoga. The astrological pattern further reinforces the effects of the two planets on each other, meaning that Venus's problems will get delivered to Mercury. Mars, being in Mercury's sign, Virgo, will also extend its malefic effects to Mercury. So, with both Venus, planet of agreement, and Mercury, planet of consensus, being at a disadvantage, we can't expect too much in the way of compromise and agreement for the next 3 weeks. Oh yeah, just in time for some crucial debt ceiling negotiations in Congress, and Venus is the planet of money. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Next week I'll talk more about Mars and Venus in Virgo, and analyze what to expect from that conjunction for your own chart. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.